Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The Meghalaya government has made headlines recently by extending the term of the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council by 6 months amidst a backdrop of controversy and regional unrest in the Garo Hills. This decision, taken by the Meghalaya cabinet, has invoked the special governance framework of the 6th schedule of the Indian Constitution, which provides for autonomous administration of tribal areas in 4 northeastern states. The Garo Hills Autonomous District Council, or GADC, is one of 3 autonomous district councils in Meghalaya, established under the 6th schedule to provide self-governance to tribal communities. To be precise, there are 3 ADCs in Meghalaya: the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council in Western Meghalaya, the Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council in the Shillong region, and the Jantia Hills Autonomous District Council in Eastern Meghalaya. The GADC has its headquarters in Tura, the largest town in Garo Hills. The Garo people are one of the major tribal groups in the northeast, predominantly Christian, and speak Garo, a Tibeto-Burman language. What makes their society unique is that it is traditionally matrilineal, meaning that property passes through the mother's line, a characteristic shared by only a few tribal societies in India. Now, let us turn to the historical context of the 6th schedule of the Indian Constitution. The 6th schedule, comprising Articles 244, 2, and 275, 1, provides for autonomous administration of tribal areas in 4 northeastern states: Assam, Meghalaya, Tripura, and Mizoram. The structure of autonomous district councils, or ADCs, under the 6th schedule is as follows. They have legislative, executive, and limited judicial powers over tribal subjects. In addition, autonomous regional councils, or ARCs, can be established where a tribe in a district has a separate identity. The legislative powers of ADCs are quite significant and include the allotment, occupation, and use of land, management of forests other than reserved forests, use of waterways, regulation of jhum or shifting cultivation, establishment of village or town administration, money lending, and social customs. Crucially, ADCs can also constitute their own courts to try cases between TRNBILS, but their laws require the governor's assent to take effect. The composition of the GADC is as follows. It has 30 members, comprising 29 elected members and 1 nominated member by the governor. The term of GADC is 5 years, similar to that of state legislative assemblies, and elections are conducted by the State Election Commission of Meghalaya. Now, let us turn to the reason behind the extension of the GADC term. The Meghalaya cabinet extended the term from 18th April to 18th October 2026, postponing elections scheduled for 10th April 2026. The root cause of the controversy was a February 2026 GADC notification that mandated all candidates to hold a scheduled tribe certificate. This triggered violent clashes between tribal and non-tribal communities in West Garo Hills district, leaving 2 people dead and several injured. The extension allows time for the new GADC leadership, led by Chief Executive Member Dormonath C.H. Sangma, to consult stakeholders and possibly amend candidacy rules before fresh elections. ADC terms can be extended by the state government, with the governor's approval, for up to 6 months at a time when elections cannot be held due to security or administrative reasons. Now, let us pause for a moment to understand the distinction between the 6th schedule and the 5th schedule. The 5th schedule, which applies to most mainland states, provides for advisory bodies called tribal advisory councils, whereas the 6th schedule, which applies to 4 northeastern states, provides for autonomous district councils with legislative and judicial powers. This is a critical distinction that highlights the unique governance needs of the Northeast. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Garo Hills Autonomous District Council has its headquarters in Tura, Meghalaya, and has 30 members, comprising 29 elected members and one nominated member by the governor. The term of GHADC is 5 years, and elections are conducted by the State Election Commission of Meghalaya. Now, let us consider the broader implications of the 6th schedule for tribal governance in India. The Northeast has distinct identities, customary laws, and governance traditions that require stronger constitutional protection than the 5th schedule advisory model. The 6th schedule provides a framework for autonomous administration of tribal areas, which is essential for preserving tribal cultures and traditions. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The 6th schedule is a significant feature of the Indian Constitution that provides for autonomous administration of tribal areas in 4 northeastern states. Understanding the structure and powers of ADCs, as well as the distinction between the 6th and 5th schedules, is crucial for your UPSC preparation. In conclusion, the extension of the GHADC term by the Meghalaya government has significant implications for tribal governance in the Northeast. The 6th schedule provides a framework for autonomous administration of tribal areas, which is essential for preserving tribal cultures and traditions. As we move forward in our preparation, let us remember the importance of understanding the nuances of the 6th schedule and its implications for tribal governance in India.